This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Here's some of the latest news out of Ukraine. Ukrainian forces destroyed parts of a Russian armored column as it tried to cross a river in the Donbas region. Video from Ukraine's military showed, as the Ukrainian defense minister predicted, many weeks of grinding fighting ahead. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said talks with Russia on getting wounded defenders out of the Azovstal plant in Mariupol were very complex, adding Kyiv was using influential intermediaries. Europe pledged another $500 million in military support for Kyiv Friday as Sweden and Finland moves toward joining NATO hit multiple hurdles. Moscow said it would cut off electricity to Helsinki, and the president of Turkey, a member of the Atlantic Alliance whose approval is required to expand it, expressed opposition to the Scandinavian countries becoming part of NATO. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, meanwhile, spoke directly for the first time since before the war began. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday a first summit in Washington with leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, marked the launch of a new era in the relationship between the United States and the 10-nation bloc.
A great deal of history of our world in the next 50 years is going to be written, and the ASEAN countries and our relationship with you. It's the future in the coming years and decades.
The summit marks the first time that ASEAN leaders gathered as a group in Washington and their first meeting hosted by a U.S. president since 2016. Earlier in the day, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is committed to projects